Men have some good news for you today. Authentic praise builds people up, or too much praise tears them down. Is it possible to give kids too much praise? Well, researchers at Columbia University think so. They found that too much praise can set kids up for failure later in life when no one's going to applaud them for meeting ordinary expectations. They also found that the best way for kids to develop healthy self-worth was through mastering difficult tasks, not empty applause. In fact, kids who receive unearned praise often become insecure whenever they aren't applauded, and they lose motivation easily whenever they fail. Solomon wouldn't have been surprised. Proverbs 27, he wrote, "Fire tests the purity of silver and gold, but a person is tested by the praise he receives." So what if this week I give applause to others only when it's deserved? That way I'll build them up without praising them too much, and that'd be good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
If you're like me, you'd probably skip your own doctor appointment to make sure your pets have the medical care they need. In Montgomery, there is one group that truly understands and embraces that relationship. Montgomery Veterinary Associates, with two fully staffed locations to serve you, providing the best possible medical, hospital, surgical, boarding, and grooming services. Most importantly, MVA is led by brilliant, experienced vets and Dr. Kate Armstrong, who, in addition to providing all your dogs and cats' internal medicine needs, is an orthopedic and soft tissue surgeon, and Dr. Scott Welch, who, with Dr. Armstrong, bring a level of experience to the care of your cherished pets that is second to none. MVA has grooming services available at both locations Monday through Friday and a top-notch boarding service featuring qualified kennel attendants that will feed, nurture, and lavish attention on your pets, including supervised outdoor playtime. Your family is their family, while in the caring hands of the MVA staff. Call them in East Montgomery at 271-1003 or at Carter Hill at 269-2508. Better yet, meet the team at MVA online at MontgomeryVeterinaryAssociates.com.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I'm happy to say this new fall weather pattern we've fallen into will roll on and on. For tonight, clear skies, pleasantly cool, overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. That's some nice fall air. Tomorrow, more sunshine, upper 70s. Tomorrow night's low in the upper 50s. Then on Sunday, more sunshine, beautiful, low humidity, high around 83. And Monday and Tuesday, the nice weather pattern continues. Another reinforcing cool front will arrive. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Spooky activities for kids aren't for you. This year, visit the haunted house of adult fears. You'll encounter personal anxieties, delusions, jealousies, the pushing of emotional hot buttons. Don't blink. At any moment you could face thinning hair, adult acne, a
younger colleague gets your promotion. Walk in on an extramarital affair. A neighbor gets a really nice new car. Reading glasses. Corporate downsizing. You're dropped by your insurance carrier. Your kid is getting her license. In-laws visiting for a week. A plummeting 401k. Cabernet that's gone rancid. The tranny goes out on the Beamer. Experience weight gain before a high school reunion. Bursitis that's flaring up. ED. The Michael Bublé concert is sold out. Experience your worst nightmares. The haunted house of adult fears.
Open only during inconvenient hours in a crowded strip mall with expensive parking through Halloween. Don't miss it.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. And wrapping up the week on Friday, this Talk 93.1 FM WACB. Happy Hour. That's the name of it. I'm your gracious. I will not be trucked again today. Greg, you know, my tunnel likes I get.
Joey.
He's your dude.
And here they are.
Jebra,
please clap. I can make up for your lack of truculence as long as I lack tobacco. I'm feeling it today. Feeling like...
Now, you didn't relapse on this, did you?
No.
But you're having a tough time today.
I've been having a tough time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That and, you know, everybody wanting to fight. They're just full of crap.
Everybody wants to fight.
My cause is just and noble. Well, have you ever, for 1 second, looked in the mirror and thought, I'm full of it, and maybe I should sit down and, you know, relax? God.
Sometimes I really hate democracy, Greg.
Yeah, for many years, Drudge has been my go-to source for balance, right?
Hmm.
By the way, the Dow was up today and is up 38.2% since the election.
Wait, Drudge has been your source for balance?
Well,
I'm sorry.
Look at the headline today. Beat-off mania.
Uh-huh.
Raises record $38 million. You know why? Because he's the latest black hole that liberals are going to sink their money into, hoping they'll get upset. That way, boy, if they get rid of Ted Cruz, well, that would be a huge victory for us. That'll show the country that, you know, progressive politics, that's where it's at. I don't know what this guy is running on. They're not running on anything. They're running against, you know, they're tapped into this Trump derangement syndrome. That's about all they got going now. So, and now Robert De Niro, who clearly is senile in his old age, says this guy should be our next president because he's a rock star. Didn't we go through that in 2008 with the Hope and Change? And
I want to elect a dog president or a cat. Now, let's have a dog and a cat. Like, we'll have dual animals. And then we'll have, like, everybody, like the Joint Chiefs, the National Security Advisor, and the Congress. I mean, just have, on the State of the Union, just have the whole Congress sit there as the Vice President. Meow, 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 meow. Just, that's all we need. Because that's the nonsense that we get. I'm in some mood today, Greg. I don't know what it is. But Beto O'Rourke, whatever the hell his name is.
Beto. I think that's supposed to be a fake Hispanic name for an Irish guy. Because after all, there are Hispanics in Texas, and they're all expected to be Democrats.
Yeah.
I put a few things on Facebook today. I forgot what they are. Because tonight I'll be watching the Milwaukee Brewers and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Joey, the NLCS opens up in Bratwurst City tonight as we see who's going to end up in a pennant.
Yeah, grab yourself a wiener and enjoy the game.
I may get a head start.
See, I love baseball.
Bill Nelson, who I've never understood. I lived in Florida. I've known the guy for a long time. I've never understood his appeal to voters, and he looks like freaking Skeletor. Apparently has been caught funneling hurricane relief into Democratic fundraising. Nice going. I hope there's a criminal charge attached to that. There's a great article I posted from Michelle's Mirror about you know, Mulaney made the comment that she's been bullied. And and the media does it in very subtle and ugly ways.
Oh, but you can't be bullied because you're married to one of the biggest bullies in the world.
Yeah. The media, I don't think the media realizes what they're doing to the cause they apparently believe so devoutly in. I really don't. They're not helping. They really aren't. They're really getting, what they've done is they've shone a spotlight on some real crazy behavior. And, you know, there are moderate people in this country. I think most people are moderate, moderate left, moderate right. And then there's extremes beyond that. But the extremes on the left, the former attorney general of our country is saying, kick him. He's advocating violence. And if somebody gets kicked, arrest the son of a bitch. That's what I say. Put Eric Holder behind bars. That's probably where he belongs anyway, just for Fast and Furious. Who knows? Maybe there are plans. Criticizing the outfit she wore as the same type of blouse that was worn by the villains, the Nazi villains in the Raiders of the Lost Ark. This is how far they're willing to go. And then take a look at the picture below of First Lady. She looks like she ran through somebody's laundry line and is wearing whatever stuck to her. But, oh, we have nothing about her. She's beautiful. She's got great forearms or whatever the hell.
Biceps, sir.
And then they're outraged because Kanye West was in the White House.
Yeah.
Imagine somebody who said MF in the White House. Yeah. How about Jay-Z?
Or, like, Nixon.
They all say it. Come on.
Now, Nixon might have had, like, these MFing Jews, but, you know, that was him. Good old anti-Semitism in this country.
And Jim Brown was part of that lunch with Kanye, too. So,
yeah.
And he's another one who said, you know, stand and show respect for the flag. So what's happening, and I'm so happy to see it, is that minorities are waking up to the fact that you're not really free in their minds. You're expected to do what you're told. You're not wearing chains, but look what the Democratic Party has done for you. All these wonderful programs and benefits they provided at the expense of your dignity. And people are finally breaking away from this, walking away. I have a great walking away clip to play today. It's kind of long, so we'll probably get into the first break and get started with that. It's from Daily Caller. And then we'll do requests today, too.
Good. Please.
Oh, no, that's the plan. It's the end of the week. We need a break. All the pounding and ranting and railing ain't going to change a damn thing. But I would like to play this walk-away clip because this is another group the media is willfully ignoring, even though it's growing by leaps and bounds, because the behavior they've witnessed from the Kavanaugh lynching on down has turned a lot of people off and said, wait a minute, I can't be a party to that kind of behavior. That's so, and I really believe, if we were behaving that way and making accusations that were completely false, trying to tear somebody, who have we done that to? That's just not in our playbook. But there's a new RNC ad that does kick him in the nuts. Kicks the Dems right in the nuts because it's nothing but a sequence of their crazy-ass behavior. People, I finally saw the video of the women trying to get into the Supreme Court doors.
Right.
I can't believe they were allowed to get that close, for starters. I don't know what the Capitol Police are doing, but get your fingers out of your anuses and stop it! Or Rand Paul's going to be proven right. Somebody's going to assassinate it. You can deal with your hemorrhoids some other time. That's what we got. On that note, we actually have
Am I so frustrated today? I'm glad that you're in a good mood, though. We've like switched roles, like a Freaky Friday film.
It is kind of weird.
Yeah.
It is kind of weird. It is freaky. All right, so I've kind of told you what we got coming up here.
Do you remember when I used to work for Styx?
What?
Yeah.
I used to tell me that you used to work for who?
Sticks.
Sticks!
Really?
Yeah.
You roadie?
Yeah, well, not really.
That's more, what they always ask me.
I'm more a promoter.
Yeah.
You know, I'd occasionally go get them stuff, like, yeah, some of that wacky-backy.
What about me makes you think that I'm really good at lifting, you know, 500-pound speakers? Douchebag.
Oh, that's all a right. Crazy life.
I got a note from listener Valerie today. What's the name of the yard people that you and Emily and your boss and others have used? The name of the yard people, I call them the yard groomers. That's J&S Landscaping. They charge a very reasonable price for outstanding work. The buttery one, Emily, me, we've all used them. Jay, they come out and they can take a shaggy, messy, overgrown yard and turn it into a beautifully groomed piece of landscape. And you'll be shocked. The price is so reasonable. I almost felt guilty. So call them at 202-8760 if you want to leave the heavy lifting to them. They do mow as well. See, I don't mind doing that. It's the edging and the bush trimming and all that kind of stuff I'm just not up for these days. And they take care of it. They do a phenomenal job. J&S, 202-8760. John and Melissa Cato, and thank you.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's our second annual truckload sale. Now's the perfect time to increase your home comfort and lower your utility bill with a brand new energy-efficient Carrier system. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Lou Choir and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Thanks to loyal customers like you, AC by Lou Choir has been the River Region's air conditioning company of choice for the past 35 years. We have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. When you turn to the experts at Lou Choir, you don't have to give up quality to save on a new Carrier heating and cooling system. And as always, get the benefit of our tech-savvy staff and outstanding customer service. Visit acbyloucquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyloucquire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Paying more for paint doesn't make it better paint. It just makes it more expensive. The Home Depot carries some of the highest quality paint brands in America, but you'd never know it by the price. Like top-rated Behr Premium Plus, starting at only $26.98 a gallon. Look around. You can always find a higher price, but you won't find better paint. Quality paint, lower price, now with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5757 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5757.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We need a laugh.
Thank you for calling. This is Sylvia. Who am I speaking with?
This is Dr. Sidman Azibo. I need to get a truck from you.
And from what city and state would you be picking that up?
I'm coming from the Birmingham because I'm tired of everything in Alabama. Do you ever come to the Birmingham?
I've never been to Alabama.
I'm sick of this.
All right,
Indian,
what's the
name
you
be dropping off that equipment?
That's
how I feel.
I'm going from the Birmingham, Alabama to Nasaka, Nigeria.
So you want to take a U-Haul from Birmingham to Nigeria?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think that's possible. How are you going to get
it? I have my money. I have money.
But how are you going to take a truck across the ocean?
There's freeway. There's freeway. No, on the map I have.
There's a freeway?
Yes, ma'am.
What freeway is that?
Miami, Nigeria freeway. It comes down across from Cuba, and then you stop for gas in Jamaica because that is the last gas station before you go across to Africa.
We don't run our trucks out internationally, though. I can't do that for you.
I will bring you back truck.
I understand that, but U-Haul doesn't run the trucks internationally like
because
that.
We are leaving, and can I speak, manager, please?
Sure.
U-Haul, you don't have a hitch on your car. U-Haul.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Yes, what is the question now?
Hello, yeah. Are you supervisor?
I am.
Good. This is Dr. Sidiman Azimbo. And I talked to you, a very, very rude employee man, about I think I need to rent truck to be from the Birmingham, Alabama. And I go back home to the Nasaka, Nigeria.
Okay, we don't let any trucks out of the States except to Canada because we have a contract there. We don't let them go to Mexico, anywhere else except the United States. We don't even allow trucks to go from the States to Hawaii.
Is that because you do not trust the Nigerians, sir?
Sir, I have nothing else to say. I understand. I cut it on the call, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go now.
Sir, just let me explain.
I'm going to go ahead and let you go.
I tried to explain to you, but did you all?
I'm going to let you go. We don't allow our trucks out of the States.
Explain. Please let me explain, sir, because my sons, my wife is an American wife, Susie, and the Americans, they make fun of my boys, and that's why I take them home, so they can get better education and get a good job.
Okay, but we still don't allow our trucks to go out of the States.
There's freeway from Miami that goes to Nigeria.
Okay, you have a good day.
I stop for gas in Jamaica.
Bye-bye.
Come to Jamaica and feel all right. One heart, one love.
You must have a lot of time on your hands.
Come to Jamaica and...
Quack, quack. God. That is how I tickle Joey. When Joey's in a state like he is in this afternoon, that's how we...
No, it's helping.
Quack, quack. And we want to thank Kim Jong-un for providing that for us, because we stole it from his morning show in North Korea. All right, I looked at a lot of stuff today, and here's my take on the world as of October the 12th.
Okay.
I think, now we cannot lose our resolve. We cannot remember, we cannot afford to forget how disgusted we were with what we saw last week before Kavanaugh was appointed to the Supreme Court. So we got to keep that momentum going, because we're really in a position to pick up 6, 7, maybe 8 seats in the Senate. In large part because so many people are walking away. This is Brandon Straka, openly gay, former Democrat, behind the recent movement of walk away from liberalism. He says he has seen an uptick in the number of people who say they're just walking away from the Democratic Party and the way they behave, clawing at Supreme Court doors and screaming at the sky and wearing vagina hats and all the rest of it. Jeez. There's only one question that's demands to be asked of these so-called activists.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Give us a list.
The party that I was raised in is not the Democrat Party of today.
While the battle seems like it's over, it's not quite over yet. Now we are hearing Democrats talking about impeachment. We've heard some on the left say that they should change the Senate rules. I mean, this isn't over for them. And do you think that's a great winning strategy for them for the midterm elections?
I definitely don't think it's a great winning strategy for them. I think that the more that they engage in these behaviors and the more they're trying to push the envelope of just this ridiculousness, the more it's turning people off. And it's actually, I've even seen an uptick in my campaign of people who are walking away because they're so frustrated with this never ending circus that goes on and on. I mean, you're talking about changing Senate rules. This smacks to me of when we were talking about changing the Electoral College after the 2016 election. I mean, like, you can't just do this. You can't, every time you don't get your way, you can't just change the way government works. You know, I mean, it would be a much more effective strategy for them to actually change their policies or to start, like, engaging in honest, straightforward behavior rather than be like, we didn't get our way, so let's just change government.
Yeah, and we've also heard calls for more investigations. And
we don't have enough of those.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh, has now been investigated 7 times. So I don't know, this by the FBI doing the background check. So I don't know what more they would find out. They did look into it more on that 7th time. They found nothing. There's still no corroborating evidence. There's still many holes in all the stories of the women that came forward. And it just seems like such a mess. And it is amazing to me that the Democrats have no problem just throwing due process out the window. And I think for the average American that just puts politics aside, they look at this and they feel uncomfortable because they think that this is something that could happen to them or a loved one.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is what people mean when they're saying right now that this is a scary time for men. Now, people on the left hear that and they twist it and use it to confirm their own biases that people on the right hate women or have issues with, war on women. But the truth is, people on the right love women and we support women. We want women to be safe, absolutely. And it is, it's definitely important to believe people who can substantiate claims of being attacked. That's very important. But when we're talking about simply every time a man is accused, the accuser must be believed, that is a very scary thing for men to have to grapple with, I think. And, you know, so I think that's what we're talking about. And in terms of the ongoing investigations, I mean, this has become, this seems to have become the new way of constantly believing your own story. When you can't really substantiate anything that you're claiming with evidence, open another investigation, open another investigation, keep it going, keep it going. I mean, we're still talking about Russia with absolutely no evidence. It's just, but having that investigation going, I think makes people on the left feel like, ooh, you know, one of these days we're going to come up with something and that we can substantiate this claim that is absolutely meaningless.
We're going to pause it there. I'm going to play this in segments, but
okay.
This is yet another person. We had the woman from California a couple of weeks ago that we found through Facebook, who's part of the Walkaway Movement, a lesbian who just says, this party no longer represents my values, my love of country, my support for the military. Somebody is leading, and it, behind the scenes, I don't know if it's Obama that's orchestrating this insanity, or if it goes to, if it follow the money all the way up to George Soros, if he's trying to bring it up. It is not working. I don't want it to work, and I don't want them to succeed. I'm just amazed at the level of cooperation we're getting and watching them flush themselves down the toilet.
Yeah.
Which is where they and all their wonderful ideas belong.
Isn't it just lovely how politics brings us together?
Well, gosh, young Joey.
Yeah?
The politics never, it's not to say that politics brought us together in the past. The politics never drove us apart. Like it is now.
Okay.
Because I had friends of all beliefs. I worked with them on my show. And we would banter back and forth. I remember in, was it 88? Was it Dukakis running against Bush the First? And I couldn't get excited about Bush the First like I was for Ronald Reagan.
Hmm.
Ronald Reagan's 8 years were the best until now. Until now.
Now was entertaining. It's frustrating entertaining to me. I'm just talking personally. But
there is no other man that could be doing this than Donald Trump. Did you see the list of 289 promises he's kept?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that you put that out today.
I was talking to LaDonna downstairs, and he just recently undid an Obama rule about prescriptions where, in some cases, you can get a prescription for less over the counter than you do running it through your insurance.
Hmm.
And now the pharmacies can tell you that. They couldn't before.
That's nuts, man.
Well, that's the Democratic Party. That's Obamacare. And I don't care how you slice it. People, I know ours went up $1,800. Not the cost. Our insurance contribution went up. But our deductible went from $500 a year to $2,300. That's a lot of money. So basically, if you keep yourself, you know, they do all these things to stay in good shape or stay healthy. And if you do it, well, basically, you don't use your health care except for a few things here and there. You certainly don't get your money's worth out of it. But the average person in America that was paying $300 in deductibles 10 years ago is now paying $1,300. And that's, it just goes to show the whole thing was a fraud and a lie. And it's created great inefficiencies in the marketplace. And today, Trump did another thing to turn that train around. One other thing with progressive policies, I don't think there's any city in the world that's embraced them more than the city of San Francisco.
Oh, good Lord, yeah.
Yeah, this is a city that is truly, in its structure and attractions, is one of the great cities in the world. Huh. But it's run by liberal Democrats who have no trouble with homeless camps in the best parts of the downtown area, openly dealt drugs in the best parts of the downtown area, and people yanking their drawers off, propping their feet on one car and taking a dump between the two. Because they've got a guy now who goes around and cleans it up. Thanks, and I'm not making this up, the Snapcrap app. That's San Francisco. That's what they want for all of us. That's what they want for all of us. So they want to see you're driving down Vaughan or Taylor Road, and all of a sudden you see somebody squatting on the side of the street. Well, I may as well use this. That's what they're doing in San Francisco.
Human feces on San Francisco streets.
One more time.
Human feces on San Francisco streets.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
You know, I follow a young woman. I think she's probably like 31, 32 now. I've been following her for years. And she grew up in Alabama. And after moving a few places, she's finally found herself in San Francisco. And she likes it better than Alabama because of the culture. It's, you know, more culturally liberal, so to speak. But she can't stand it in the sense that San Francisco is one of the most expensive places mm-hmm. in the world to live. It's a lot about the topic we've been covering for the last week of housing costs, which lead to a lot of your homeless problems there. And she's written about it at great length, how people have tried to come in and solve it, and the government just gets in the way. Like, okay, you've got old abandoned warehouses that nobody's using. Why can't we buy these at a cut rate and start building small apartments to give to people? Mm. Maybe help get homeless people off the streets, build shelters,
right.
All sorts of stuff. No, not allowed. It's just, I don't get how that sort of social tolerance, we love everybody, we want to accept everything, goes hand in hand with this intolerance of economic freedom and people being able to make their own decisions. Like, we love and understand you, but we have to do it for your own good.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing, for your own good. Get in the boxcar, it's for your own good.
Yeah.
That's how it sounds to me. Hey, everybody, welcome to Happy Hour. Ha ha, we're having a good time. We answered playing requests on Friday. And as usual, with the 3 o'clock hour, it's, you know, begging and pleading and, come on, gang, we're better than this. 272-9228, that's how you also become eligible for our Baumhauer's Big Shot Contest. It is 333. Divorce, sometimes you can anticipate it. You know it's inevitable, you just don't know when. Sometimes you're on the radio like I was in 1991 and somebody dumps a pile of papers in your lap while you're on the air. And the first of those papers says, stop talking. What do you do? You know, what you need, first of all, is to protect yourself first. And I don't mean financially. I mean keeping your sanity, yourself whole. And the way to do that is to find great representation that will fight the battles that need to be fought. And at whatever level they need to be fought. So you can go on with the changes that are going to be inevitable in your life. That's enough on the plate right there. So if you're, and because they specialize in representing men, although not exclusively, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are amazing when it comes to observing human behavior and protecting their clients, looking out for their best interests. Two of the most honest women you will ever come across. Turn it over. Turn it over. If you'd like to learn more about these two incredible women, go to this web address, divorceformenalabama.com, divorceformenalabama.com, or call them directly at 819-4810, 819-4810, so you can come out on the other side whole and ready to move forward with the rest of your life. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Our listeners are playing that game. They know we're going into a break, so they call. James.
Hey, Greg. You had a great...
Sorry about the Braves, by the way. I just...
Oh, yeah, they got beaten pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were. Player, Christian something with the Brewers.
Yelich.
Did he play part of the time with the Braves a couple of years ago? It seems like he might have come up with them or something. But
No, he was a Marlins player.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, what I was wondering, this, you had a great piece of this history, the Hillary, you know, demonize, weaponize, and merchandise that bit. I wanted to know if there might be a site that I could tell somebody that was, you know, computer literate, where they could find it and maybe educate some of these liberals.
Looking for the clip I was playing this afternoon?
Oh, it was the other day where you had, you know, Hillary was telling people to demonize, to lie about the situation, and get the media to...
Trying to remember where, so, you know, the clip about not being civil, you know, things will only be civil when we take power.
Oh, it was, she told them to get the media in after they lied about it, and then to wrap it up. And then merchandise.
Oh, that was Pelosi. That was Pelosi.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pelosi. Yeah,
you can find it on YouTube. It's just Pelosi wrap up smear. Those four words. Put it in YouTube. That clip should come right up. It's 30 seconds long, and I'll play it for you right now. Listen.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap up smear. If you want to talk politics, you call it the wrap up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it, and then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this and this, so they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear.
And that's exactly what they did to Kavanaugh. They haven't been able to do it to Trump. They've tried many different ways, but that's what you need to find.
Okay, so that's great. I'm sorry I messed up the Hillary instead of Pelosi.
Okay, so I asked questions. I knew you were going somewhere.
Yes. Thank you very much, Greg.
My pleasure. All right, we're going to check traffic and weather, and then we'll be back with more Friday Happy Hour. 272-9228. Let's lighten it up with some requests, huh?
Traffic is brought to you by El Jalisco. Enjoy delicious Tex-Mex food at El Jalisco on the Atlanta Highway in front of the Burlington Coat Factory. El Jalisco. Great food and a great time.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We're looking pretty good as we start out on our Friday afternoon. No problems on the interstate systems. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway are all clear, and we're not seeing anything to give you any problems on the 31 so far. Go to ReinhartToyota.com, hit the big green button, and unlock your special price. The 2019 models have started arriving, and you can shop from home. Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Two women have been arrested and charged with capital murder in the shooting death of a Montgomery man last week. Shantarika Goldsby and Lucy Smith have been charged in the October 3rd shooting death of Terry Talley. The U.S. Senate has confirmed an Alabama man for the federal bench. The Senate confirmed Lyles Burke of Arab to serve as a federal judge for the Northern District of Alabama. Residents of Mexico Beach, Florida that stayed during the storm are emerging from the debris with harrowing tales. Others who evacuated are coming to grips with the fact that much of their community was destroyed by Hurricane Michael. Hit head-on by the storm, numerous homes in this Gulf Coast resort town of about 1,190 people were shattered or ripped from their foundations. And that is a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I'm happy to say this new fall weather pattern we've fallen into will roll on and on. For tonight, clear skies, pleasantly cool, overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. That's some nice fall air. Tomorrow, more sunshine, upper 70s. Tomorrow night's low in the upper 50s. Then on Sunday, more sunshine, beautiful, low humidity, high around 83. And Monday and Tuesday, the nice weather pattern continues. Another reinforcing cool front will arrive. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Boo! Guess who?
That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Sam Adams, governor of District 6880 of Rotary International, a service organization of 1.2 million members around the globe. Chances are that sometime in the last century, someone in your family or someone you knew contracted polio. In this century, it is very unlikely because Rotary has worked tirelessly for almost 40 years and has immunized over 2.5 billion children against this life-threatening disease. We have made great progress and are this close to totally wiping it off the face of the earth forever. It is truly a countdown to history, and we want you to be a part of it. Friday, October the 12th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Rotary is hosting a Countdown to History. The In Polio Now benefit concert featuring former ACM Female Artist of the Year, Winona and the Big Noise. I saw the light in your window tonight. How did you get to me? No one else on earth. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Come be a part of history Friday, October 12th at the Impact. Join us for Winona and the Big Noise.
To kickstart your week, time for a Target run. Find savings on all your list regulars, like taking the salon home with you. Buy four, get a free $5 gift card on things like hair care, soap, and more. Or looking good as new with buy one, get one 15% off household pick-me-ups like Clorox and Mr. Clean. And end the day easy. Grab Lean Cuisine frozen entrees, 5 for $10. Get in, out, and on your way to mission accomplished. Target run and done. Pricing may vary, restrictions may apply.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 35% on appliance special buys. Stop wondering when the best time to buy is, because it's now. Get a GE Appliances side-by-side stainless steel refrigerator, now just $998. You save over $500 on a fridge with adjustable door bins for gallon jugs. Big storage, bigger savings. Now is the time to save up to 35% with appliance special buys at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid October 17th, U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Coming to an entitled campus near you, the Liberal Arts College House of Horrors.
Oh, a werewolf!
It's appropriating wolf culture!
Quick, run to the safe space!
If you thought monsters were scary before, wait until you see them through the lens of a social justice warrior with an undeclared major.
Blah, blah. Ah, a vampire!
It's an insensitive stereotype of hemophiliacs!
You thought Halloween would be a thoughtful and considerate celebration within a diverse and inclusive community until you're face to face with a zombie! Liberal Arts College House of Horrors. It will scare the non-gender-specific pants off of you!
Ah! What happened to our, that was Papa B?
Yeah.
Thank you for your patience in this matter. I just posted something on Facebook that's very solemn. but it's also something very beautiful and moving, and that is Rich today at Arlington National Cemetery, as his brother Dennis and sister-in-law Christy were laid to rest in a ceremony. And I've mentioned it before, but just so you know, when you make arrangements for a burial at Arlington, and his dad and other brother are also buried there, you know, they give you a date, and there's plenty of advance notice, and it's not something that you can cancel, like a dinner reservation. So his dilemma, going back more than a week, he knew something was brewing in the Gulf and was, you know, could become troublesome for us. So he was in this horrendous position of wanting to be there for us as this storm approached, while at the same time absolutely needing to be in Virginia today for this. And we dodged a bullet on the storm. God, the destruction. Mexico Beach and areas. But here's the thing. You know, I looked at some of the aerial shots of that area today. Yeah, there's some of it now on Fox. We have got to stop the insanity of allowing buildings 50 feet from the frickin' Gulf of Mexico. Those places should not be rebuilt. And they should stop doing it. The National Hurricane Center, no matter who's been, has been advocating this for years. Because while the global alarmists want to say, well, you know, it's your SUVs are creating more powerful hurricanes. Right, because they form in Africa. That's where our exhaust goes and starts these things up. When the fact is, the population of Florida has, I mean, even in the time I was there, there were vast undeveloped areas between the cities. Miami, Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale, Pompano. And now every square inch has been built in.
Oh, yeah.
Right up to the waterline. And that includes the other side of the state, which when I was there in 1980, it was so quiet and serene. And I remember I was in Fort Myers, I don't know, about 7 or 8 years ago. And I couldn't believe how all of that, you know, from the west side of the Everglades to the ocean had been filled in all the way up the coastline. So, you know, and that's the problem. Well, strong storms have been around forever. Almost everybody could be in the path of a hurricane at some point. So it's not global warming that's the problem. It's the stupidity of allowing all of this development right on the ocean line. So when you look and you see the damage after the water receded, what the hell are they thinking building that close to the Gulf of Mexico to begin with? It's like the first time I drove to New Orleans. I'm no architect or city planner, but from I-10, you can see the Gulf. You can see Lake Pontchartrain, and I'm thinking, who's the a-hole that decided here's a good place to put 500,000 people between two giant bodies of water that in a hurricane-prone area? And by the way, why don't we build part of the city below sea level? And then they want $260 billion to rebuild it. No, they should have paved it over, filled it in, paved it over, made it into a park or something that could be replaced, because that's just nuts. And you look at that and you realize, you know, part of the human tragedy in these storm situations could have been avoided with some intelligence, just some effing common sense. Hard to find these days. Papa B is back.
Hey, hey.
What's up, buddy?
Yes. Oh, yes, the level of genius to build, develop below sea level. Let's do that. That's what a massive
mistake. I know, it's like...
mistake. It's so stupid.
Everybody's running around, honey, tearing their hair out. How can you have this? Hell, the humanity. And hey, stupid, guess what? When you build like we have allowed to build, this is going to be a rather common occurrence, I'm afraid.
Unbelievable. Hey, when you were playing that Nancy Pelosi clip about the wrap-up smear, it occurred to me that that is exactly what the Mueller probe is all about. They formed a lie. They concocted a lie. They fed it to the media in order for it to gain credibility, and then they launched the investigation based on media reports and, you know, the lie itself. So, I don't know. Doesn't that sound exactly like a wrap-up smear?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, and that's why that clip surfaced, because that's exactly what they did to Kavanaugh. It was the plan all along. You know, look, Trump put out that list of his potential Supreme Court nominees a long time ago, so those a-holes have had plenty of time to come up with a strategy to block every single one of them.
Yeah, well, think about it, Greg, though. Kavanaugh, yeah, they did that to Kavanaugh. But I'm saying that's what they've already done to Trump in the Mueller investigation.
Well, that, and where's it gotten them? Nowhere. And people are starting to wake up to the fact that that was just politics. There's nothing to it. And in fact, the people that orchestrated that belong in jail.
They do. Absolutely, they do. That's an abuse of power if I've ever seen one.
The worst. So, I mean, it is so much bigger and more sinister and illegal and evil than Watergate was, yet I don't see anybody being perp-walked or handcuffed. Not yet, anyway.
You know, I'm just wondering if the late, great John McCain didn't have things to do with that more than we know.
There's got to be a reason why all of a sudden Lindsey Graham and the other, as we used to call them, you know, the weak-kneed Republicans, all of a sudden have found their voice. There's got to be a reason for that, and I think there is a connection to John McCain, no doubt.
You know, one other thing, Greg, I'm glad that Lindsey Graham and Bush wing of the Republican Party have finally seen the light, but Lord have mercy, has it taken a long time. Lindsey Graham, perfect example, voted for Sotomayor, voted for Kagan, thinking, well, if we play nice with them, they'll play nice with us. No, you dumb butt. Nope. And how long does it take you to figure that out? Golly.
Yeah, well, the good news is better late than never.
Yeah, okay. That's right. All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Look at Mitch. Mitch is already talking about a plan he's put together to fund the wall. The majority of people in this country want the wall built. We don't want drugs coming over. We don't want MS-13 gang members coming in. And we don't want to pay for everybody else that wants a free ride in America. Here's Andy.
Hey, I tell you, there's something I would like to hear, and I don't remember exactly what it was called, but it was like why, or something about buying the milk.
Oh, that's John Mulaney.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll play it in 2 minutes if you just hang up and listen.
Love that.
All right, and then also, can I be a Bomb Harris Big Show?
Of course you can. Joey?
It's 424.
Oh, 424.
I will play that in just a moment.
All right, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, man. Have a great weekend. I'm going to have a great weekend. I wish I could tell you why. I'm kind of reluctant to, but it's great to have a miracle occur.
A miracle?
A miracle. And at warp speed, to have a problem resolved. I'm still in shock, Joey. I really am. I am still in shock.
Well, you've got to be learning to let and be in the moment when good things happen, Greg. Just let it happen.
I am a big fan of that philosophy.
It's like Kanye said, don't worry about the future. All we have is today, over and over and over again.
Hey, don't forget we got to call El Jalisco a little bit later, too.
Okay.
But we got Brand coming at 4:05.
Oh, yeah.
Good. All right, I see the phone ringing while you're taking care of that business.
I'll answer it.
Let's go, as we can virtually, to Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars and see what's happening there. When you go to the website, first of all, the Signature Used Car, what does that mean? That means they put their name only on cars that have passed every and the most strictest and highest standards for resale, because they are committed to not reselling somebody else's troubles. It's that simple. You can shop by type of vehicle, SUV, sedan, hatchback, van, coupe, truck. You can shop by price category and brands, Audi, Mercedes. In fact, in the category that I am proud to represent, those vehicles under 10, and we have purchased one from Jack Ingram. I believe they have a, unless they've sold it, a Mercedes and an Infiniti, and they do. Take a look at those cars. If you always want to drive the best, it's there. It's there, and the cars look incredible inside and out, but most importantly, have had their engines vetted by the Ingram family team of mechanics, and under $10,000. So stop and see Tip Tames and that amazing team. You're bound to find something no matter what price range you're shopping in. In that group, as low as $3,800 and just under 10. But of course, there's a whole world of opportunities and options above and beyond that. At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, jackingram.com. Don?
Yeah, I was just going to say amen to what you were saying about developing so close to the water. The empty beach my wife and I walked on the summer before we got married, I would love to go back and, you know, revisit that, but it's all been built up. There's nowhere to walk anymore.
Right.
And, I mean, it's just, and you know it's going to be, have to be rebuilt at some point.
Yeah.
Also, if you could, I would like George Carlin expressions at some point.
Absolutely. We'll get that on probably around 4:20.
All right. Super duper.
I appreciate it. Thank you,
Thank
Don.
You.
All right, here is the request that the gentleman asked for. John Mulaney, why buy the cow?
This is an old expression. People say this. They say, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? You ever heard that before? It's a bananas insulting expression to an entire gender. You know what that expression means? It means, why would you marry a woman if she's already having sex with you? Which has nothing to do with what relationships are even like anymore. Now it's like, why buy the cow, question mark? Maybe because every day the cow asks you when you're going to buy it, and you live in a really small apartment with the cow, so you can't avoid that question at all. And also, the cow is way better at arguing than you are, and the cow grew up in a family that knows how to argue. Why buy the cow, question mark? Maybe because every time another cow gets bought, you have to go to the sale, and you have to sit next to your cow at the sale, and your cow looks over at you the entire time like, and does not enjoy the sale at all. Even though she's the one that wanted to go to the sale. And she's especially mad because that farmer and cow met like 8 months after you guys met.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
And the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall will soon have more information on their big fall yard sale coming up. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. For